This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
On this week's episode of Down the Wire, we kick off the anniversary episode as we get closer and closer to Super Bowl Sunday. And the NBA trade deadline looms over like a black cloud among the NBA. All some more coming at you, Down the Wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast, Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast, Down the Wire. Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Down the Wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, Down
episode number 150. Had to make sure. Sorry. Down the Wire. This is the sports podcast. What the fuck was I trying to say there? Where we talk.
It is the sports podcast.
Where we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways. My name is Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Oh, hi.
And as you can tell, we're on a little bit of a delay of, you know, maybe sounds a little different. We're remote. Again, I was moving. That's why we are now a little late to this one, but I wanted to get this out because we have some big news. You know, there's coaches that have finalized spots now. There's Super Bowl coming up, and there's shit happening, and just wanted to record. I was like, hey, let's fucking record today. I'm like,
oh yeah,
85
just like wanted to record.
85% like moved in kind of thing. Like, got a little bit of shit to move around, but Dave, this thing you're seeing right here is just a blanket on top of one other chair that's shaped like this chair behind me. It's not a gigantic mess. It just looks like it in the back right corner of my screen.
I'm still saying it's a gigantic mess.
They tried to give me a blanket, and I obviously brought a blanket, so no big deal. Dave.
Why don't you take two? Always take two blankets.
I had to work an event today where I had to blow up a bounce house for children, and then they would bounce in the for 2.5 hours, which is just the best form of birth control, is to take care of other people's children.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
Oh, my God. I hate other people's children. I mean, no, I don't hate all children. Like,
you pretty much hate children.
I hate
children adjacent children.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
That,
yeah.
That kind of sort of makes sense.
Yeah. No, I just, if I don't know these children, I don't like them. I need to know these. I need to know, like, it's gotta be family, maybe a friend's kid, something.
There's plenty of children that you know that you still hate.
Yeah, but it's way more likely I'll like you if I know you.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't like any children.
Look,
I won't name.
I'm not going to name names because, like, you know, what's the chance of them listening? Right? They probably listen. Those people.
I'm just saying that any child that I'm meeting for the first time that day, I hate you. Okay, like, that's just where I wanted to set the bar right there. So yeah, I think I got to do that like every other week until the season starts. So I'm fucking.
So forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, it's just never going to end. But yeah, that's totally cool with like, you know what? Would never want one of those crotch goblins right now. So all good. All good with it. Dave, did you hear that there is some final coaches in some final places?
Yeah, we are finally final in the finals of finals.
Yes. I know we have two left, right?
Covered that last week if we weren't so busy.
We have two left, right? Those two spots were the last two, right? I think we didn't talk about
Dan Quinn to the Washington Commanders.
And Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald.
How many coaches are named Mike now?
Will McDonald's a rookie.
Yeah, how many coaches are named Mike now?
Mike McDaniels.
McDaniel.
Right?
Yeah.
The Mike
McCarthy.
Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, Mike McCarthy. McDonald.
That's four already. And are we missing one? I feel like we might be missing one. Mike, no. But if it's
Sherman.
Like, no, I also had another one in my head. That was an old one. Zimmer was the old one.
You just love Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, he's cool, dude. I mean, he lost an eye and, like, coached a game the next day. Like, what a fucking dog.
He lost a wife and then coached a game the next day.
Yeah, he just loves ball. He just loves ball.
It's kind of sad. It's maybe, really what it is.
Maybe. There is, I think a lot of people were expecting McDonald to be in considerations. The Dan Quinn hire doesn't really make much sense to me. Also, it was like a big wave.
Why
not? Well, first thought, it was kind of a big wave of defensive coaches, no? Like
I will agree. But, I mean, what did we talk about all season? That the offenses did not look very good all season.
So maybe people are like, fuck it, we'll just play defense.
Yeah, I would venture to think that was, you know, like how they always say in the football world that like it's all about trends. Sorry, someone died across the street.
Yeah, living by a nursing home will do that. So the Dan Quinn hire doesn't make sense to me for this reason. This is why the Dan Quinn hire doesn't make sense. So you have young quarterback play, which we are assuming is going to be a quarterback drafted with the number two overall pick. It's pretty much all but certain. But realistically, like rocking with Sam Howell another year, if you really wanted like Marvin Harrison Jr., again, they're not in the position to really take a receiver. They're pretty deep there. Wouldn't surprise a shit ton of people. I mean, for the right team.
They're taking a quarterback.
And the defense is not great in Washington, but they have a lot of good pieces. I mean, they have Jonathan Allen. They have Deron Payne. They have Cam Curl.
Free agent.
Okay, well, they could bring him back still. I mean,
they could. I get that, but he's a free agent.
It doesn't make sense. He's a retread hire. Like, he's coming back. He already had a job. I assume that Ben Johnson just wanted too much money.
Ben Johnson just straight up said no. And obviously, what's his name? Belichick, who, I mean, dead on, baby. I told you that he wasn't going to get brought in this year. He's done. He's pretty much done, at least.
There's no scenario in the world, though. There's no scenario in the world, though, where you're in favor of hiring Dan Quinn over Bill Belichick.
Why? Dan Quinn had a decent tenure in Atlanta.
And then blew the biggest Super Bowl lead ever.
Sure, but I'm not. I would sooner blame Shanahan over him because Dan Quinn wasn't calling plays.
He's calling defense.
Sure. And the offense kept fucking turning it over, four and outs. You know what I mean? Like, just is what it is. Here, Dan Quinn did fine as a head coach, and he was one of the hotter names. He had a very strong defense for majority of the season. And you talk about how this is going to be a quarterback draft because they're 100% taking a quarterback. They're not taking anyone else. Well, they covered their ass with that too by bringing in Kellen Moore, right?
Yeah, I guess. Excuse me. I know that Bieniemy's out now. He's not there. I still just don't. I don't know. The hire doesn't make much sense. I figured that's a team that's got a new owner. They have new general manager. You know, they're building this new team now because they're going to have a new quarterback kind of thing. And you went with a defensive-minded guy. I don't know. It just seems a little off to me if you want the head coach, to be honest. But they got their guy. And as far as McDonald, now he goes to Seattle, which was a job that kind of opened up at the end or – you know, at a spot where no one really expected it to necessarily. And he's for the first time in like 6 years, Sean McVay is not the youngest coach in the NFL.
No shit. That is pretty surprising. But like, I mean, look at that Baltimore defense. There's a reason why Mike McDonald was looked at so highly. And, you know, a lot of people expected him to get another defensive coordinator position. But I mean, they elevated him so fast, but again, like where were they going to go? They don't really have the quarterback talent in Seattle. And if they're trying to compete, going defensively probably isn't the worst idea.
Sure.
I mean, look across the league, man, the league is different. And you know, this might be a short trend. It might not be quite as long as we have, you know, grown accustomed to, at least for trends in the NFL. But I think defensively is where you want to focus. The defensive skill positions have shown that, well, I should say that. I think it's been the other way around. I want to say that there have been way too many, like, high draft picks and so much like a point of pressure on offensive talent.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh no, they definitely blow. So now we're going to put it on the other opposite side of things. We're going to go defense and look at the teams that we have seen. Cause like even you know, let's see like the Browns defense absolutely is the better of the two. Right.
Yeah.
Look at
with an offensive coach.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, but that doesn't
And the I'm Super not Bowl and the Super Bowl is consisting of two offensive coaches.
But two defensive teams.
Sure, does Sirianni call offense too for the Eagles? I mean
Yes, he does.
Or he did at sure least for last year. And then what was the year before? Rams and who'd the Rams beat? The Rams beat the Bengals.
Bengals.
I mean, it's all offense. I'm just saying right now.
No, I know that. But you're going offensive coaches. We're talking about defense. Like, we're talking about the cores of the team. Like, where are you putting it? You're not looking at it just from the single coach. You're looking at it from the overall team. What is the highlight? What is the strength of that team? And I'm going off of this year. And the teams that are elevating themselves, you know, look at something like even the Green Bay Packers, right? They may have not have finished the year like that, but we went into the year thinking that they were far stronger defensively than they were offensively. Yes? No?
Maybe.
So?
Yeah.
Look at pretty much that entire division outside of the Lions. They're all defensive teams.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just
go around the entire NFL and like, again, specifically this year, because it's a year-to-year league in the NFL. We don't look
it's week
at
to
what
week
happened
even.
3 years ago, 2 years ago, even last year. You look at what happened this year. And this year, the Chiefs won not from their offense. They won from their defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. But, again, maybe the move is just to hire a fucking dog as a coordinator and then have your head coach call these plays. It just seems like a better move, at least, in my opinion. That's where I'm at with it. Should we talk some Super Bowl props and Super Bowl in general?
Sure. I think let me start it off.
Okay.
I think the props are more current, and I have some Super Bowl trivia.
Oh, you want to do your thing now? I thought we were going to go trivia at the end of this segment.
No. I say let's go mine first, because the Super Bowl props are the future, man. We need to focus on the past. Past, present, and future. See what I mean? You like that? Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
Well, you said that was what it was.
That's not what I said my halftime was.
You said it was more fun. Well, now we're going to hear this song twice.
More fun halftime.
Now we're going to hear this song twice.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
This is quarter time, baby.
Okay. Start talking.
All right, Tom. Super Bowl trivia. Starting right off the bat. Four teams never won a Super Bowl. Never made it to a Super Bowl.
I got it.
I should say.
All right.
Name the four.
Texans, Jaguars.
Boom. Yes.
Lions, Browns.
Yes. There you go. See, that one was pretty easy, right?
Softball.
All right, Tom. Five teams have only won one Super Bowl.
Okay.
Can you name them?
Five teams have only won one Super Bowl. The Bears.
Yes.
The Jets.
Oh, wait. Yes, you're right. Yes, the Jets.
Gotta go through the teams in my head here. I know these. Just gotta make sure. Okay, on the West, wouldn't be the Niners, wouldn't be the Rams, wouldn't be the Cardinals, the Seahawks.
Correct.
Okay. Ooh. Is it the Colts? Did they win one long ago? I'm going to circle back to that one that just popped in my head, but I'm going to wait on it. It's not the Broncos, not the Chiefs, not the Raiders. It's who's the fucking, it's not the Chargers. Okay. It's not Tampa. It's not Carolina. It's not, oh, it's the Saints.
Saints. Yes. Okay.
And there's two
one
more.
One more.
Was there one? I thought it was two more.
Bears, Jets, Seahawks, Saints.
Oh, and one more. Fuck, is it the Colts, dude? I don't think it is. I think the Colts won one long time ago in Baltimore. I fucking lost my spot now. NFC East would be Washington, Giants. Oh, and Eagles.
Eagles, okay. Right. Unitas had one.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to say Colts. I didn't think that was right.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the next one. Seven active head coaches have won a Super Bowl. Name them.
McCarthy, Harbaugh. Boom.
Yes.
Andy Reid.
Yes.
Is Bill Belichick listed as active? No. Like, no, current coaches. Not. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Is this Super Bowls as a coach in general or as a head coach?
Yes. As a coach.
Coordinator counts?
No, as a coach.
Oh,
as
okay,
a head
okay,
coach.
Okay, okay. Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
That's four. We go to the fucking Sean McVay.
Yeah.
It's not Sirianni. That was Doug Peterson. Okay. How many more? I need two.
Yep.
Okay. One sec. Just going to fucking do this strategy again. Okay. It's not the Dolphins, not the Patriots, Bills or Jets. It's not the South of the AFC. It was in the AFC West. Sean Payton.
There's the one. Now you need one more.
Okay. All right. And then you got Chargers and the Raiders, not them. Okay. AFC North was Steelers, Ravens, Browns. Yeah, it's not them. Okay, so it's in the NFC. If we go to the West, it's none of them. If we go to the South, it's... Oh, not Todd Bowles. Not Todd Bowles. I almost said it. Oh, my God.
You're going to kick yourself.
Shut the fuck up. it's, we got Bucks, Panthers, Saints, and Falcons. No. Son of a bitch, dude.
You have already said their name.
In the West. Okay, it's in the West.
It's not in the West.
It's in the East.
Nope.
All right, it's in the Central South.
No, the South. Okay. Yeah, think of the South.
Did I say Mike McCarthy? Did I not say him yet?
No, you did. Okay. You're in the wrong conference.
Oh, Doug Peterson, son of a bitch.
Doug Peterson, yeah. In fact... Yeah, I would have gave it to you, but you're like, it's not Doug Peterson.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's all right. That's dumb. That was dumb. All right.
Five active players have won Super Bowl MVP. Name them.
Cooper Kupp, Patrick Mahomes.
Boom. Yes.
Is Nick Foles active?
He is not. Okay. He was not on a team last year.
Okay. Tom Brady's not active. Damn, five, dude?
Only five.
It feels like a lot still. I guess, I mean, Mahomes has two. Right? Yeah, Mahomes has two. I think. Who won last year? Who the fuck was the champion? That was the Chiefs. Doesn't matter. Year before was the... Fucking okay. Oh, did Joe Flacco count?
Joe Flacco is one.
Okay.
That was the hard one, I thought.
Okay, Cooper Kupp said year before that would have been who the fuck won the Super Bowl? The Eagles that year?
I'm gonna tell you right now, you're gonna have to go back like 8 years for the next one.
Okay. That's okay. I can get there. We had the Ravens. Then it was the... Oh, who the fuck won it after the Ravens? God damn it. I'm going to, like, beat the shit out of myself. Oh, it's not in Tampa. It's not Seattle. And it's... Because it was Malcolm. Did Malcolm Smith play? No.
It is not them.
Okay.
In fact, go that one after the Ravens is correct.
Oh.
I believe.
I thought after the Ravens. Oh, Von Miller.
And now you need to go back even further.
Oh.
And you should have
further than
this
Joe
one
Flacco.
Right away.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Okay. I just erased him from my brain.
Fair. Hey, man, that's totally fair. Yeah, that's my little bit of Super Bowl history for you.
Okay.
I have one more fun fact, because this one's I would assume you'd never get. There have been Tom Brady, famously a sixth-round pick that won MVP.
Yeah.
There have been two seventh-round picks to win Super Bowl MVP.
Did,
you want to take a stab?
Did Kurt Warner get drafted or he was undrafted, right?
This is since 2000.
Two seventh-round picks. What about, is it like Dexter Jackson? Is he one of them?
No.
Okay.
No. In fact, you just said the other one's name, the first one.
Malcolm Smith.
Okay. The other one is on offense.
I have no idea when, like, was Deion Branch drafted that late? Antoine Randall.
It'll be similar to Deion Branch, but what is the worst Super Bowl of all time?
Oh, Julian Edelman was the seventh round pick?
Julian Edelman, man. He's like pick 206 or something like that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
This all these fun facts are brought to you by our friends at Owner's Box Trivia and brought to you by our friends at Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast.
Oh, nice. Did all right on that. Did all right. Just took me a while. Okay, prop time. Dave, a lot of things you can bet on for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge. Just always.
Are we taking this down? Are we actually going to, you know, fake bet on this shit?
If you want, sure.
I do. I kind of.
Okay. 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 Will the opening kickoff be a touchback or will it be returned?
Oh, touchback.
Touchback Absolutely is touchback. Negative 320 odds, though. No touchback is plus 360. It's not terrible. It's not terrible for a fun little one like that. First scoring method, touchdown, field goal, safety are all the ones.
Scoring method, touchdown, field goal, safety. I'll say touchdown.
Plus 195 for a touchdown for Kansas City. That's pretty good. Like, Kansas City score.
It's you have to pick the team, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ugh. I kind of would say touchdown San Francisco.
Yeah, that's plus 175. That's the least odds. It's no fun. Game going to go to overtime?
No.
Let's move on from those lame ones because that was just weird that they were all lame. Okay. What team apparel will Drake wear on Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh.
He's from Canada, but he lives in Cali, right?
Yeah, but don't him and like Swift got a thing? Were they mad at each other? Is that what it was?
I don't know. Chiefs are the favorite. Minus 170.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like Drake and T Swift have like some beef with each other. Mm. Oh no, they did a song together.
So maybe that means Chiefs.
I'm feeling, you know what? I'm thinking you're right. Cause they also did a commercial together too.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna take Drake in Chiefs.
Over under on how many times Roger Goodell is shown on television? 1.5.
Okay. What does that mean? Like during the game?
Yeah.
1.5. I'm going over.
I don't know. I feel like once, like, I don't think the presenting of the trophy counts, obviously.
No, I know, but if it's a close game, they'll show him multiple times.
Will there be a scoregami?
No.
Oh, I really want to. Really want it. Will any player be ejected for punching?
No.
You
want to take a stab as to who the first player ever to get kicked out of a Super Bowl was? So, like, ejected?
I know who it is because I read it. I'm reading it right here. Bruce Irvin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was with 18 seconds left in the game. Okay. Will any player propose to his girlfriend on the field after the game? Any player is a yes.
Does that mean we have to see it?
Moan and roll their eyes. I don't know. It doesn't say that.
You know what? Is Mahomes married to Brittany Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Brittany Mahomes.
That was dumb.
That was pretty bad. Yeah, but, that was pretty
bad. I mean, could be, like, if I'm Travis Kelce, I'm wifing up Taylor Swift on Super Bowl Sunday if I win. 100%.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm saying if I was in his shoes, like, she's...
I'll say yes, but only because it does not say whether or not we have to see it.
Okay. Will either kicker hit the upright or the crossbar on a missed field goal or extra point?
No.
Really? I like this. I like that one. I'll say no, too. Will the power go out at the Super Bowl? Is
no.
Plus 1,600. It doesn't even seem like it's really worth it on that. I mean,
no, that's a stupid one.
And let me see. What do I got here? Some more on CBS. The coin toss, of course, heads or tails.
Tails never fails.
Yeah, you got to bet tails and just lose on tails never fails. Because if you bet heads and then it's tails, then everyone's just like, tails never fails.
Tails never fails.
Yeah, yeah, it's just not worth it. Not worth it. What does it have here? Is it Alicia Keys? No. Who's singing the fucking national anthem? Oh, Reba McEntire is singing the national anthem.
Okay. What's the over-under?
Let me see right here. I can't find it.
I'm taking the under. I don't care what it is. I'm taking the under.
Oh,
Reba,
89 and a half seconds.
I'm taking the under.
Dude, that's a fast-ass national anthem.
That is, but it's Reba. Reba's ready? Come on. Sing the theme song.
A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops.
With a tender hands and a heart of a fighter.
I'm a survivor.
Ready? Like, I mean, like that theme song, that's under the 89 seconds.
Yeah, it's a banger.
She's a fast singer, man.
Well,
I'm taking the under.
Taylor Swift prop. Whether Swift will be said during a play call is at plus 1,100.
Oh, good Lord. Wait, like by the one of the fucking teams?
No, the announcer.
Oh.
Broadcaster.
Yes.
I mean, that's guaranteed, right?
I would think so. What, it's plus 1,100?
What we said during a play call.
Does that... No, that has to be like during a play.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, that's no.
No.
But come on, like there's no way that like fucking Kevin Harlan ain't saying Taylor Swift.
Yeah. That was the last one I got here, it looks like. Let me see if I can find one.
Oh, dude,
more.
Where's the Gatorade?
Oh, okay, what color do you want for the Gatorade?
Red. Absolutely taking red.
No.
It's two red teams.
That makes me think definitely no. I'm going to say purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
It's never purple.
No, I think it's going to be purple.
No.
It's purple.
It's purple. No, you're wrong on that.
Do you know the longest national anthem ever?
Is it Whitney Houston?
No, she's not even in the top 10 for Super Bowl, at least.
Longest natty ever.
Don't be looking it up. I see your fucking screen turning on and off over there.
It's not.
I see it.
You're not seeing shit. You're looking at your screen.
No, your face is going red and not red.
Now, well, it's because I have the game on.
Okay, sure.
I moved everything.
Say a name.
I did. I said Whitney Houston. It's so, Alicia Keys. I don't know.
It's Alicia Keys.
Ha!
Yeah, okay.
Look, I do not have
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay. 156 seconds.
Yeah, no way. Reba goes under half of that Absolutely.
Sullivan and Church was the last time it was over 2 minutes. 2021.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Come on, you're the one that's like living the country life now.
I don't even think that's a country second or a country singer. I don't know what the fuck.
Bullshit. Sullivan and Church.
No team has gotten 200 rushing yards in a game since 1988. You know what I'm saying?
Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought Sullivan and Church was like a band.
Jasmine Sullivan is not. But she's got to be like R&B or some shit like that.
Okay. Last year it was purple. That'd be back to back years. It's purple.
Well, then you already know that ain't happening.
I don't know. Could be.
Like what? The Chiefs are superstitious?
9 different positions have won Super Bowl MVP. Did you know that?
I mean, no, but I maybe could have worked my way there.
Go ahead, name them.
Quarterback?
Yep.
Running back?
Yep.
Wide receiver?
Yep.
Kick returner?
Not listed as a position on here.
Oh, that's bullshit. Because what was Desmond Howard?
He's a wide receiver, I guess.
Bullshit. Linebacker?
Yep.
Cornerback?
Yep.
Is Malcolm Butler a quarterback or is he a safety?
Malcolm Butler did not win the MVP.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh, shit.
But safety's on there.
I got 5.
Safety is 6.
Okay, safety is 6. Okay. Kicker.
Never. Nope.
Vinatieri never won?
No.
Wow, I'm shocked. Okay. Fullback?
Yep.
Okay, that's 7.
And then these two play defensive
linemen?
Yeah, tackle and end are the other one.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say both of them. It had to be.
Do you know linebacker is the third highest on this list? It's actually tied with running back.
I can see that.
Yeah, as many linebackers have won it as running backs. So, all right, go ahead. Let's do your picks and Super Bowl MVP then. Go. I'll go first. Chiefs, Mahomes. Boom.
But I don't want the Chiefs.
I really don't want the 49ers. Doesn't matter.
Fuck it. Give me the 49ers. Give me... God. Give me Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Something different. I don't want Brock Purdy.
Well, I mean, I think if they win, Brock Purdy's not going to get it. Like, I'd be amazed if Brock Purdy wins.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
No. All right, now should I hit the button?
Oh, yeah, I thought you wanted to do NBA stuff.
Oh. There's going to be some trades. Bucks are going to make a trade.
There are going to be some trades. All right, hit the button.
I saw the Bucks are in on Wiggins now, too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, sure.
I don't think any trade's going to beat the OG Anunoby trade. The Knicks are just fucking nasty now.
I think you'll be fine. I'm not super worried about the Knicks. I mean, they're nasty, but yeah, I think they'll be fine. I think I'm wondering how much of that is Doc. Doc wanting certain players.
Here's the thing. They have to, like, there's no way they're going to make that trade without giving up Bobby, and I don't think sacrificing that size makes sense.
Well, I don't think sacrificing that heart makes that much sense, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know Bobby Portis is the lifeblood.
I mean, until this year, he was probably the second favorite player on the team.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Outside of Dame. Outside of Giannis?
Well, yeah, Dame this year now probably hasn't beat two.
I don't think so.
But Bobby is definitely, he's low-key taking a step back. I mean, he's not that great anymore. He's fine.
No, no, but he's still not bad.
Yeah, we just have no big men other than him, too. Like, if it's just Brooke and Giannis realistically plays smaller than he is, and, like, who's coming up next? Fucking Robin, dude? Like, no.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, so, like, the big one that they're talking about right now is the Bucks and Mavericks, right? Not only looking at Andrew Wiggins, but potentially Bobby to Dallas
for
and
Grant.
Then Grant Williams.
I don't hate that trade.
Especially if they get a first-round pick out of it. All right. I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would take Grant Williams in a first for Bobby.
Because, like, who else are you realistically going to get in that big man spot?
Well, Grant Williams Wendell, is not a big
could you
man.
Get Wendell, could you get Wendell Carter from the Magic?
I don't think so. He wants to start, too. He won't start if he comes here.
For Wendell?
Well, I mean, Giannis and Brooke are going to start. Where's Wendell going to play? He ain't starting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean,
I like Grant Williams. Dude's a dog. He gives a little PJ Tucker fight energy. And I know Bobby does too, but Bobby's old. Grant's young.
Do you think you could be willing to, like, or not willing, but you think the Mavericks would be willing to do Grant Williams and maybe, like, get, like, take Marjan instead?
Oh, I would do that tomorrow.
Because Marjan's been you want to talk about regressing.
Well,
Marjan
just,
ain't what he what
he really isn't
be.
Getting the role that he's got a very similar trajectory that, like, Jordan Wara had, where it was like first year, okay, we're just gonna see glimpses. Oh, maybe this guy can shoot, kind of thing. And then second year, like, oh, okay, like, we'll give him some valuable rotational minutes here during the regular season. And then, like, third year, okay, get this guy off my fucking team. I mean,
yeah,
that's really the exact same path Jordan Wara took.
Yeah, shit, I just don't know who the fuck this Bucks team is looking at.
I thought if you would have asked me a month ago, I would have said there's no shot they're going to make a trade at this time. Like, they're going to rock with this team. Now I'm, like, pretty confident they're going to make a trade.
The minute that Doc Rivers came in, I knew they were going to be making a trade.
It's a John Horst thing, though, too. John Horst likes to trade. He loves to
trade.
Yeah,
but Doc also wants some guys in. You know what I mean? He wants some dudes that he can trust.
I feel
they're
like
going
the Bucks,
to make this team older.
The Bucks have made a trade the last two seasons, right? I mean, it was fucking Jay Crowder and PJ Tucker, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Warriors year was 2 years ago. Did they make a trade that year? I don't remember. Maybe not.
Maybe, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe not. Maybe they didn't trade. But two of the last 3 years, at least, guaranteed. And it's looking like another one. So, I don't know who it's going to be, but
Can they just fucking unload Pat Connaughton?
Yeah, he's just not. No one wants him. He's white. You can't do anything. So,
I don't know. Maybe like the Mavericks. Or not Mavericks. Wizards. Wizards might take him.
Who the fuck do you want? Kyle Kuzma? Like, he ain't going to do that.
No, I mean, what about like Tyus Jones?
I like Tyus Jones. I don't, but I like him as an NBA player. Can suck my
look,
dick,
man,
Duke.
I like him better than fucking Pat Connaughton.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, I'm gonna hit the button. Watch out! Watch out!
I'm so Okay, Tom, I have a good one for you. I have a great halftime. In fact, Tom, you recently moved, correct?
Recently, yes.
As in like yesterday?
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago, rather?
2 days ago. Yep, I'm in Minnesota, Wilmer again.
That is true. So, I have compiled a bunch of different things, so strange habits that Minnesotans do.
Oh, okay.
And I want you to rate them. I want you to put them on a scale of, let's say 1 to 10.
Yeah, I got a question for you before you start this. It is Minnesota law, I guess, that I have 60 days if I like live here to get a license, and I just feel like that's too short, right? Like, I don't want to get a Minnesota license. That doesn't...
Yeah.
That feels way too short. Like, with that logic, if you're an intern here, you have to get a license.
I mean, that's if you drive, though. Just saying.
Sure, but I mean, like, my identity card has to be Minnesota.
Oops.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I'm going to not do it and wait to get pulled over after that and just ride it out. I feel like that should be 6 months, that number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's probably...
That's way more fair than 2 months. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so, I think that's fair. I feel like a 3 month thing is always.
Yeah, like 90 better. Days, I guess, makes more sense. You know, they do 90 day fiance and shit. Like, I don't know. I just. 60 days is like nothing. I mean, where the fuck is that, dude?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Minnesota.
So, yeah, I got 20 things that Minnesotans do that are weird to everyone else.
Oh, yeah. We'll go 1 to 10 on these.
Yeah, 1 to 10. So, 1 is like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
10 is like, go fuck yourself.
Right. Yeah, that energy. Okay? Mm-hmm.
All right. First one, starting your car randomly throughout the day, specifically during winter. Yeah, you don't want your car to stall?
Yeah, I put that
stall.
At like a 3. I mean, I don't think that's like, I don't randomly do it. But you know, you always start the car before you leave in the morning kind of thing.
But this is going to be like multiple times throughout the day.
Yeah, I put it at a 3. Like if someone tells me I should do it or something, like, okay, fine. Like it's not that weird.
All right. How about putting cheese inside the cheeseburger?
Yeah, that's a one.
That's a juicy Lucy.
Oh, yep. You put a patty on top of a patty with a piece of cheese in it. Yep. That's a 1. I mean, that sounds fucking awesome.
All right. What about developing your own accent? You're about to be there a year.
Yeah, I don't think that I'll ever lose my Wisconsin accent. I don't think I will because I get made fun of it out here. So I don't think it sounds very different. But the one word that anyone who's not from Wisconsin pronounces weirdly is Wisconsin.
Right. What do they say out there?
Well, it is enunciated differently by everyone I know who is not from Wisconsin. The way Wisconsin, I'd say it, is the SC is very connected. Wisconsin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so other people are Wisconsin.
Right, it's more Wisconsin.
That's fair.
You know what I just said? Like, it took so much for me to say it. Like, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
and it's more
Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin, right.
Yeah.
So that's one. I will say 7. Maybe you'll hear me say something weird, but I'm not going to like call it a water fountain out of nowhere. It's a fucking bubbler. Like,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So,
all right. What about cheer on a Minnesotan sports team?
That's a 10. There's just no shot.
Not even like the Wild?
You know what? It's an 8. Like, I don't mind the Twins. And I'm not hockey. I'm not going to fucking, I'm a Kraken fan till I die, bro. Fuck the Wild.
I mean, that's true.
And
like, you might go out there.
The Wolves, no one gives a fuck about. So
they're like the best team in the league.
Yeah,
right,
still
now.
No one cares. That's literally
all right.
What it is.
Instead of saying, I love you, you say, watch for deer.
I have never heard that. As someone who's been here for months before and currently now, no, I've never heard that. I will not do that.
Well, that's because no one loves you.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna ask people now, do they say that, just to double check, but no.
Yeah, look, this is from Minnesota's new country radio station.
We'll go 9. We'll go 9. I want to save a 10. Okay. I want to save a 10.
All right. Okay. What about going back to the car thing? You're going to keep a broom and shovel in the trunk of your car.
I mean, is that like the same logic as like a brush, like a snow brush? And
it's bigger. It's bigger than that because you need to because it's Minnesota.
There's like no snow here right now. I mean, there isn't
well,
any.
Well, of course, it's fucking February. You're not in snow season anymore.
Yeah, but there's no snow on the ground. No, I'm not gonna do that. For the time being, no. I'll say 7.5 on that one.
Okay.
But I could see myself developing that.
Okay. Are you going to celebrate the Butterhead tradition? Where you go to like the county fairs and you see the sculptures of butter. Like, remember they did that with Caitlin Clark?
Ooh.
Like last year?
I feel like I'd do that. Like, that sounds legit. 4.
Oh, see, there you go.
It's definitely weird that I do that, but I feel like I'd do it. You know what I mean?
Are you going to make a hot dish at some point?
Dude. Oh, my fuck, dude. Everyone calls casserole hot dish here. It is so triggering. It is so triggering that it just doesn't make any sense. There's a hot dish. I'm like, okay, why do you call it that? Like, it's literally a fucking casserole, and the dish is hot. Like, okay, so is pizza. Is pizza fucking hot dish? Like,
deep dish pizza's hot dish.
Okay, shut the fuck up. All right. It just doesn't make any sense as to why that is one. And that's a very polarizing one, especially when it comes around here, because a lot of the guys are out of staters and they're like, oh, sweet casserole. And all the Minnesotans are like,
the fuck you just say?
Right. Like, it's so offensive. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking calling it hot dish. So
fair.
No, I don't know. That's I mean, I've heard
is that
it.
10? Is that a 10 for you?
It's 9.5. There's going to be one that's worse than this on the list.
I already know there is.
Yeah.
Soda pop.
Yeah, that's a 10. That's 10.
That's got to be your 10.
That's
I knew that
10.
One.
No.
And if that was, if you were trying to tell me there wasn't that one, like I was going to follow that up.
Do you know
regardless
how
of that.
They also think that Milwaukee says pop?
Yeah, I don't know where they think that.
Like a lot of people think, you know, because in Illinois,
well,
they,
because
everywhere
it
around us,
a lot, it happens a lot on the western border of Wisconsin because it's so close to Minnesota. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, Kenosha, there's a bunch of Bear fans because it's Chicago North.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. I don't understand that one either, that we get lumped into that. But if you go to Milwaukee, no one's saying pop. Everyone's saying soda.
No one's fucking calling it pop. All right. Are you going to start the 40 degrees in spring trend? So once it hits 40, you go to like shorts and a t-shirt and you just fucking enjoy.
Yeah, that's what I do already. Like, I mean,
hell yeah, that's exactly what I do.
That's a zero. I mean, I had my window down on the drive over here a little bit.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Definitely was doing that today. Yeah. How about, are you going to practice a Minnesotan goodbye?
How do they do that?
Takes you a half hour to leave.
I kind of feel like I already have a situation like that. I mean,
I'm talking about, they're like, all right, hey, I'm leaving. And then like, that's the timer.
And yeah, I think that's a Midwest goodbye more than a Minnesota goodbye. No, I feel like that's a lot of people. You know, you just, all right, I'm leaving. Like, oh, hey, I'll see you on that day. Oh, yeah, no, I'm actually not going because I got this thing. Oh, what are you doing over there? Oh, I got this. You know, it's like, that's just how that shit works, you know? It's called being nice.
I mean, that is the Midwest.
Right.
Tom, are you going to experience a meat raffle?
They used to do meat raffles for football fundraisers, I think.
Yeah, but that's just a fundraiser. Meat raffles are like a daily occurrence.
Yeah, no,
in Minnesota.
I could do it. Yeah, that's like a three. Like, I could see that.
I will say I won a meat raffle the last time I spent an extended time in Minnesota, and won like a bunch of fucking bacon that was the best. It was super good.
There was one thing I wanted to bring up, and I can't remember. Like from a couple things ago, and then now I lost it. So I just wanted you to know I lost it. Okay, I'll bring it back.
All right. Are you going to start to go fishing year round?
You know, I used to fish decent amount. Like, I got my license a few years ago in Milwaukee, and I went a couple of times, like maybe near the back end of high school, beginning of college. Ice fishing, really big culture here. That's something they love to do.
Not just like ice fishing, but like shanties, like full-blown.
Yeah.
Like full-blown, like cabins on the fucking ice.
Yeah, they got a lot of lakes here. So,
speaking of, you're going to start to develop your favorite lake.
Oh, I already have my favorite lake here. Yes, I do.
Oh, shit.
Green Lake. Green Lake, 100%. So that's a one. That's a zero as well.
Like, do you think people are already judging you over there hearing that? Like, Green Lake?
Oh, no. Everyone,
what does that fucker know?
No, everyone loves Green Lake. Green Lake's great. Watched the 4th of July fireworks on them last summer, and there's a nice bar on a dock there that I got kicked out of one time.
Okay, all right.
For a dumb reason, Tom. Not because I punched someone in the face. I called the bouncer a cock, and he kicked me out.
Oh, very dumb.
Yeah.
Tom, are you going to begin to smile and wave at everyone, including strangers?
I wave all the fucking time out here. It's ridiculous. I never initiate a wave, but it is definitely something that people just do. So, yeah,
Okay, no, I'm saying you need to initiate, because I'll do that. If someone, like, does that to me, I'll obviously reciprocate, but I'm not going to start off by saying hi to someone.
What's the time frame? Like, how long do you have to stare someone in the eye before it's like a little fucking hey there kind of thing? You know, like, it's like
I think 2 seconds. If you make eye contact, you do. It's like guaranteed. You have to do a head nod.
Yeah, I understand. It's just.
You can't just like make direct eye contact and then continue to walk away.
Yeah, that's psychotic too, I guess.
That's what I mean. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I damn near do that. I think it's a Midwest thing again. Like, just
no fucking chance. That's way more Minnesota.
It's like, hey.
Tom, are you going to begin to claim ownership to Paul Bunyan?
No. Fuck that guy.
All right. How about salad? Are you just going to call everything a salad? Because anything can be a salad.
Oh, dude. You know what? That's funny you said that, because they had... what the fuck was it last year? Like, it was basically just cream and fucking, you know, like unhealthy shit all in a, and it was called a salad.
Yep, it's like a fluff salad.
Yeah,
right?
It was something like that. So that's definitely a thing I've seen or heard. And I, no, I'm not that. Not there with that yet.
All right, I got two more for you. Are you about to justify the weather being below zero?
Again, is that something that we do back home? Like, justifying it? Like,
no,
oh,
as in, oh yeah, it's not that bad.
No, because actually, I think I've gotten worse with the cold. Like, when it's cold, I become way more pansy about it now.
Yeah, you're more of a baby about the cold than I am.
I didn't used to be that bad, but. You know who might have put me on to it is fucking Alex from sports. And not that Alex gets warm easily, but Alex kind of gave me the logic of, hey, why you keep wearing shorts all the time? Guys in shorts don't get laid. And I was like, oh, okay, bet. Like, I'll wear pants. And I started wearing pants. I just enjoy wearing pants more than shorts, like, in a public setting. I mean, I wear shorts in public, too, but, hey, okay, it's 45 degrees, like, I'll wear pants, you know? Like, I can wear shorts, but I like to wear pants kind of thing. And then, after a while, it just now is like, okay, well, I'll wear pants. But, yeah, I mean, I'll just wear pants, bro. This doesn't bother me.
All right, well, fine. I mean, I wore shorts all day, so I'm the worst person to talk to about that. I will be in my basic fucking shit all year round. All right, I have one more. And this is the one that probably infuriates me more than anything. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Do you know in Minnesota, they don't call it duck, duck, goose?
Yes, I know what they call it.
Go ahead. Ruin it for everyone.
It's duck, duck, gray duck.
What the fuck is that?
Dude, I mean, how? How do you get away with that logic? Is that... why? Why?
That's a crime against humanity.
It doesn't flow at all.
Duck, 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 gray duck.
Yeah, no. if you didn't know that, yeah. Duck, duck, gray duck instead of duck, duck, goose, which is
big L.
It's the same people that say paper, scissors, rock to me. Or paper, rock, scissors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's rock, paper, scissors. Shut the fuck up.
My only logic for paper, rock, scissors is that it's alphabetical.
Sure.
That's my only logic, okay?
I guess.
So, like, I'm not saying that it's fair. It's still rock, paper, scissors in my eyes. But, you know, that one's going off of, like, then that's going off of, what's it called? Syllables.
Yeah, I don't know. I like rock, paper, scissors, and I'm going to forever call it that. Okay. Should we get to some hits?
Yeah. Tom, you're full-blown Minnesotan. That's all I got to say.
No, I think that was the exact opposite is what we
found. Oh no, you're about to get have yourself some pop and hot dish and root for the Minnesota Vikings while playing duck, duck, gray duck.
Okay. okay, Dave, story to follow up. Teddy Bridgewater officially hired as the head coach at his alma mater high school, Miami Northwestern.
Let's go.
So pretty legit. Pretty legit. Did you see the ad for the enhanced games?
No, I have not.
Do you know anything about it?
No, what is this?
The enhanced games is a pro PED competition.
That's fucking awesome.
Swimming, gymnastics, weightlifting, track and field, and combat all listed in this.
Oh, that's not awesome. Like, that is...
People are going to die. It will rival the other Olympics.
I'm fine with the other ones. Like, I'm fine with swimming. You know what? I'll say I'm fine with non-contact sports.
Yeah.
If you were doing contact sports and doing PEDs, you're insane.
Billionaire Peter Thiel is funding the enhanced games. He wants to rival the Olympics. It would allow athletes to use performance-enhancing drugs. In talks with, quote, several potential host cities, Organizers expect to launch the inaugural contest by 2025.
Yeah. What?
Isn't that nuts?
Yes, that's more than nuts.
I
don't understand how they do that.
Yeah, it just doesn't quite make the most sense, but I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it, and I'm going to watch, like, and then not watch. You know what I mean? It's like the AFL. Where am I? Or AFL? No.
XFL. It'd be the UFL, right?
Yeah, now it's the UFL. Yeah, I'm going to watch, and then I'm not going to watch.
There is no way I watch. I already don't like watching, like, MMA and all that shit.
Yeah, but you watch, like, the weightlifting where they're fucking throwing up, like, 1,000 pounds, maybe?
Yeah, but that's different. That's not, like, them blasting their faces, you know, each other's faces and, you know, stuff like that. Like, that's terrifying to me.
Yeah. No. I think I'm going to watch. And also, yeah, with steroids, fuck it. Like, just start throwing punches. Let's see these crazy motherfuckers that are going to do that. And then my last thing is, Steve Belichick got a job for the Washington football program.
Let's go.
And the caption on his official, like, welcome to Washington has 5,000 likes on Twitter. And someone quoted it and said he looks like a mascot for Zins, and that has 31,000 likes on Twitter. Yeah. And what's his face? Mbappe is going to Real Madrid.
We saw that coming.
He's going to be a GOAT by the end of this, by the way. Like, he's going to be one of the greatest of all time. That's my guy. Like, everyone's Messi, Ronaldo, I'm Mbappe.
All right.
Yeah. All right, I'm done.
Okay. All right, I have a couple of ones. Tom, did you see, speaking of MMA, though, did you hear about Mark Zuckerberg?
Didn't he was going to fight Elon, and then he got hurt?
Yeah, ended up, like, tearing his ACL in November.
Yeah, yeah.
But now Meta, the like granddaddy company of all things Facebook and
yep.
all that, is now concerned for Mark Zuckerberg's love of MMA and think it's increasing his risk of dying.
I would say that's a fact.
I mean,
right?
Duh.
Right? That's a fact. I think if anyone, The more increase in training you do in MMA, the more likely you are to die. That doesn't surprise me.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would absolutely agree. But I also find it funny that he's just like, he's so in on this.
Yeah, and he's so nerdy. But he looks like a jiu-jitsu kind of guy, right? He looks like he could do jiu-jitsu.
I think I could take Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know, man. I think he, like, won tournaments and shit.
No way. I still think I could take him.
Dude, them jiu-jitsu guys are very often, like, very smart individuals. It's weird how that is a sport that attracts very high intelligence, but it's definitely a correlation between the two.
I mean, I definitely could see that.
Yeah.
Tom, did you happen to see the Senior Bowl this past weekend?
I heard a little bit about it, but I didn't watch any of it or anything, no.
I mean, I don't even know what happened in the Senior Bowl. I just happened to see that all the players were wearing a Margaritaville helmet decal.
Oh, that's sick.
It's not. In fact, it's anything but, because it is a sad sticker of just like this white fucking sticker of a macaw.
I think
it's giant.
I think that's kind of cool.
It's not cool. Like, if it was just the fucking parrot, like, sign me up. But that big fucking white glob, like, look at it.
Yeah, I guess.
Look how gigantic that glob is.
If it was just the parrot, it definitely would be better. But I'm for it either way. Who cares? It's Jimmy Buffett. It's a dog.
Tom, did you hear what about Jason Kelce?
No.
Jason Kelce is trying to buy the rights to the Backyard Sports series. So that, and then he could bring them back.
That would be so legit. That'd be so legit. That game, I saw that he was thinking about bringing it back as like an application as well, so you could play it on your phone. That would be extra legit.
Hey, man. Whatever you want to do, just don't let it be like they were like towards the end. Because they were fucking terrible.
Well, Jason and Kelce
I just saw them. They were like some of the ugliest fucking things I've ever seen.
Jason Kelce is going to lose like 100 pounds after he's done playing football. And he's going to be a fucking hot dude.
Isn't he already kind of a hot dude?
That's what I'm saying. And now he's going to be skinny. Like, he's going to be... Like, his wife was like, investment. Let's do it. Because his wife is a very attractive woman. And she was like, I'll deal with him being fat for a little bit. And then he's going to be just smoking hot. And he's going to bring Backyard Football back.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Tom, your boy, Joey Chestnut.
Our boy.
Went ham the other day.
Literally?
No, not literally.
Oh, okay.
But he did go nuts over donuts. Does that work?
Okay.
During an NLL game the other day, during a halftime show. I think that's hockey.
It's lacrosse.
Oh, okay, lacrosse. So he played during the Saskatchewan Rush game. He ended up eating 100 mini donuts.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of mini donuts.
Yeah. I mean, he went fucking like nuts for that.
In 10 minutes?
I'm trying to see what the exact time was, but I feel like 10 minutes is a little too long.
Yeah, for mini donuts.
It's got to be like 8.
But like a halftime show, you know, I feel like that's, yeah, maybe it's 8, maybe it's 10.
That still sounds like ridiculously awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him in action, dude. I'm still never seen anything quite as impressive as eating 14 Qdoba burritos in 10 minutes. Like, that's, it doesn't even seem possible.
Yeah, this just says that he did it during a halftime show.
Oh, okay, so 10 minutes tops.
Yeah, I'm going to assume it's even less, though, once you assume, like, them bringing them out and, like, doing, like, the counting, right?
I guess, yeah.
All right, and my last one. Tom, do you remember a couple of weeks ago, there was that Green Bay Packer fan that decided to, like, write... Mark Murphy about like getting rid of Joe Barry and being the defensive coordinator for the Packers. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, this guy, Bill Port, ended up getting a message back from Mark Murphy, personal handwritten letter stating, Bill, thanks so much for your cover letter and resume regarding our defensive coordinator position. While your fantasy football experience is impressive, we regret to inform you that we have decided to go in a different direction. I hear the Bears have an opening.
Ooh.
You look to be a perfect fit for them. Thanks again. Sincerely, Mark.
That's the coolest thing Mark Murphy's ever done.
And it's like signed. There's no way that, like, someone faked this shit.
Yeah, no, that's legit as fuck. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fucking great.
No, Mark Murphy, that's a huge W. Definitely going to bite him in the ass, but cool. Like, I'm all for that. Like, now the Bears are going to win a game next year against us. Yeah, that's how that works. So, but I'm going to say, yeah, W on that.
Oh, and I guess last second thing, because we didn't talk about that. What do you think of the Packers DC hire?
I don't think I hate it as much as everyone else. I think we've had some time to digest it. I mean, people got to remember, Boston.
It was shocking to say the least, right?
Yeah, but our boy Brandon Snide did totally call it. He's like, the Packers are going to hire someone that no one is talking about right now.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. Haefeli was not talked about. I know he's at Boston College. I also love the argument of this is going to happen a lot more because coaches are going to realize they can't compete in NIL college football and they're just going to jump to the pros. I think that's also extremely logical. I do think, though, that people gave him a bad rap on like how bad Boston, like he was 500 at Boston College, but do the people understand like how dick Boston College was? Like, for the longest
I don't think people understand how cracking he was in Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm totally cool with it. It's fine. Like, it's not my number one, but
No.
It's different than Joe Barry, and that's what they needed.
Fair. Entirely fair.
Like, different scheme, I'm saying. Not just we needed a new guy. Like, legitimately runs a different defense. Like, okay, cool. Give me new ideas. That's what I want.
You know what? We just need to see it. I think it's better to not have Joe Barry and go a different direction.
Correct. Yes. And give Matt LaFleur an extension after they make the playoffs again.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Down the Wire. If it sounded weird in like the back half of it, we had an audio issue. We switched things up. Totally cool. But other than that, make sure you guys download us wherever you check us out and wherever you get your podcast. The audio sounded fine, Dave. I didn't want you. I'm just saying it sounded different. You know what I mean? So just wanted to preface. If someone's like, "Are my fucking headphones?" No, you're good. Check us out wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, someplace else, Google, Pandora, iHeart. Doesn't matter. You can get us wherever you get them. If you don't want to download us, check us out on thechairshot.com.
Hot dish, bitch.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Wirtz. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.